Good morning. It's Sunday, March 29th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Large No Kings demonstrations have taken place in cities nationwide as thousands rally against President Donald Trump's policies. Protesters gathered in major hubs including New York, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles, voicing anger over the war in Iran, immigration enforcement, and the rising cost of living. Organizers accused Trump of acting like a tyrant, while the White House dismissed the rallies as politically motivated. In Washington, crowds filled the National Mall, while in New York, streets in Times Square were shut down. Some protests saw minor clashes, with arrests reported in Los Angeles and Dallas. With previous rallies drawing millions, analysts say the movement reflects deepening political divisions across the country. Another news. Bank of America has agreed to pay $72.5 million to settle a lawsuit alleging it facilitated Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking operations. The case was brought by a woman who claimed she was abused by Epstein over several years and whose accounts were managed through the bank. While Bank of America denies any wrongdoing, it says the settlement will bring closure to the plaintiffs. Lawyers for the victims called the agreement a step toward justice. The deal follows similar settlements by other major banks, including J.P. Morgan and Deutsche Bank. Legal experts say the case underscores growing scrutiny on financial institutions over their role in enabling criminal activity. Around the world, a Ukrainian drone attack has damaged Russia's Ust-Luga port, one of the country's largest petroleum export facilities, sparking a fire. Regional officials say 36 drones were intercepted, but some managed to hit the site in the Leningrad region. The port handles hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil daily, making it a critical part of Russia's energy exports. Ukraine has increasingly targeted such infrastructure in an effort to weaken Moscow's war economy. While the full extent of the damage remains unclear, analysts warn disruptions at major export terminals could impact global energy markets if attacks continue. Another news. Liquefied natural gas production in Australia remains affected more than a week after Tropical Cyclone Narelle struck the country's northwest. Major facilities operated by Chevron and Woodside Energy are still working to restore output, while thousands remain without power in affected areas. The storm's impact has compounded a tight global energy market already strained by the Iran conflict. Officials say repairs are ongoing, but production will only resume when conditions are safe. Australia, one of the world's largest long exporters, plays a key role in global supply, and prolonged disruptions could keep energy prices elevated in the weeks ahead. Another news. The death toll from weeks of flooding in Kenya has climbed to 108, with thousands displaced and widespread damage reported. Heavy rains that began earlier this month have swept away vehicles, disrupted infrastructure, and forced more than 2,700 families from their homes. Authorities say while rainfall has eased in some areas, the is far from over due to saturated ground and overflowing drainage systems. Emergency teams continue rescue and relief operations as officials warn residents in vulnerable areas to remain cautious. Experts say extreme weather events like these are becoming more frequent, highlighting the growing impact of climate change. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.